Lots of Chappelle again today. I'll do that once again in the second half of the podcast from the late night show's Jimmy Fallon. Get this, apparently New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, and I'll jump in if you're not from the New York area, not a popular person. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has been telling people he's going to run for governor of New York next year. New Yorkers heard and were like, please, anyone else? Fallon. Then Rudy Giuliani was like, what about me? And New York was like, all right, maybe not anybody else. Colbert, here's the deal. De Blasio is reportedly running for New York governor. There's still a lot of unknowns, what his platform is, what his announcement date is, and what he's smoking. Colbert, apparently de Blasio has been sending out trusted former aides about their interest in working on a potential campaign. His only hope is they don't remember his presidential campaign, where he finished 47th behind Michael Bennett and a Roomba with googly eyes. The New York Comedy Festival announced a whole bunch of people, 100 new additions. The New York Comedy Festival runs from November 8th through the 14th. Some of the comedians added to the festival include David Cross, awesome, Sam Morrill, Punky Johnson, Esther Pavitsky, Kate Hannigan, Jay McBride, who's great, Leah Lamar, Eric D'Alessandro, Jenny Zagrino, Shane Smith, Zach Zimmerman, Nick Callis, and many more. Looking forward to that. From the AV Club, Brooklyn Nets basketball star Blake Griffin dropped by Seth Meyers' show and told a story about Norm Macdonald. Blake Griffin had won the 2010 Rookie of the Year. Norm Macdonald crashed the press conference just like David Letterman did last week. Norm asked Rookie of the Year Blake Griffin if he was worried about the curse. There's a kind of curse with Rookie of the Year. Nobody's ever repeated it. Griffin thought that was funny, rolled with it, and said he would do his best to try and repeat it next season. Griffin and Norm hit it off. Norm invited Blake Griffin to a Comedy Central show, and then Norm in turn appeared at a charity event hosted by Blake Griffin. Brett Goldstein was also on Seth Meyers. The Ted Lasso finale is tonight, so I'm going to have to watch that ASAP before the rotten internet spoils it. The Emmy people had told Brett Goldstein not to swear. They told me not to repeatedly, and I was like, why are you saying this to me? Now I'm going to do it twice, and that's what he did. But it's not because he was channeling his character Roy Kent. Folks in the Ted Lasso writers' room say that Brett Goldstein has been known to say, Roy Kent wouldn't effing say that. Goldstein talked about Roy Kent. He said, all the characters have, they start off, you hate them, and in the end, will make you like them because everybody has a reason. That also goes for Roy Kent's nemesis, Jamie Tart, played by Phil Dunster. Goldstein said he's held back on writing two-person Roy Jamie scenes because he and Dunster keep wasting Apple's money by bricking each other up all the time. Seinfeld fans are upset at Netflix. From Deadline, fans are noticing that some jokes are not translating as well as they used to. Here's why. Back in olden times, TV used to be shot in a 4:3 ratio, but now your TV is 16:9, and Netflix doesn't want to do the black bars thing, because then you guys will write letters and be like, hey, Netflix, where are the black bars? So they have to zoom in a little. What happens is the frame is cropped, leaving out some important visuals. It's Seinfeld, so you ask, what could possibly be so important? Well, here's an example, the season 8 episode, The Pothole. In one scene, George Costanza is yelling at the pavement, but on Netflix, you don't see what he's yelling at. See how that works? We haven't visited Gossip Corner in about a week. Well, Chelsea Handler and Joe Coy are not hiding it. They were seen walking hand in hand in Manhattan's Tribeca neighborhood on Wednesday. They both were donning black shades as they pounded the pavement. New York Post says Chelsea Handler wore a lightweight green coat over a loose-fitting denim bodysuit, as well as tan and burgundy New Balance sneakers. Do we really need this detail? Sure, why not? Joe Coy opted for a perfect New York City fall-day outfit of bright green Nikes, black pants, and red plaid button-up. I did not know that Joe Coy's real name is Joseph Glenn Herbert. Who knew? Apparently the Post did. I never heard that before. Never thought about it before. I just went, okay, your name's Joe Coy, and didn't think again. Joe Coy recently made fun of Chelsea Handler for ordering 4 drinks at a Manhattan restaurant. In a video on her Instagram story, Joe Coy panned away from Handler to show the full row of glasses and said, look at this. Chelsea said, this is a virgin something. There's no alcohol in it. She explained she was on day 7 of a 30-day alcohol cleanse. This has no alcohol, but I do love liquid. Chappelle stuff after this. Let me hook up regular listener Lane Spurkus. Lane, I appreciate you listening. He's got a comedy show tonight. It is described as the biggest comedy show in Louisiana that has not been fact-checked, but seems plausible. The Laugh Button calls it one of the 9 most unique comedy shows in the nation, demonstrating they don't know what unique means. Anyway, it is called Stone versus Drunk versus Sober, a stand-up comedy competition. 3 teams. 1 team is drunk. 1 team is sober. 1 team is, what's the other one? Stoned. You probably missed the advance tickets now because it's tonight. $15 at the door if you're in Louisiana. Check it out. Just Google drunk versus stone versus sober. You'll find it. Lafayette, Louisiana tonight, 8:30. Lane, thank you for listening. Dave Chappelle is drawing a growing wave of criticism for his derogatory comments about the LGBTQ plus community in his newest Netflix stand-up special. This from Yahoo. In a statement, GLAAD called out the pattern of derogatory jokes, saying that Chappelle's brand has become synonymous with ridiculing trans people and other marginalized communities. The National Black Justice Coalition is a civil rights advocacy group serving the LGBTQ plus community. They also provided a statement urging Netflix to remove the special from the catalog. In the statement, with 2021 on track to be the deadliest year on record for transgender people in the U.S., the majority of whom are black transgender people, Netflix should know better. Perpetuating transphobia perpetuates violence. Netflix should immediately pull the closer from its platform and directly apologize to the transgender community. Jacqueline Moore is a writer and producer and showrunner on the Netflix series Dear White People. Moore said, "I will not work with them, Netflix, as long as they continue to put out and profit from blatantly and dangerously transphobic content." The Daily Beast jumped in. They wrote, "As he began to close the show out, Chappelle launched into a story about his friend and fellow comedian Daphne Dorman, a transgender woman who he struck up a friendship with after bonding over their shared humor and their ability to have an open conversation about identity. That was a real relationship." The Daily Beast will get into that here. If you saw the special, spoiler if you haven't, the crowd let out a slight gasp when Chappelle stated that Dorman had taken her own life in October 2019, a few weeks after sticking up for Dave online. Dave said in the special, "I don't know what the trans community did for her, but I don't care because I feel like she wasn't their tribe. She was mine. She was a comedian in her soul." Some voice concerns that Chappelle may be using his relationship as a cheap get out of jail free card to validate his earlier line of commentary. But Dorman's family believes there should be no offense taken, for they certainly aren't. The Daily Beast spoke with two of Dorman's sisters. Dorman's sister Becky texted, "Daphne was in awe of Dave's graciousness. She did not find his jokes rude, crude, off-coloring, off-putting, anything. She thought his jokes were funny. Daphne understood humor and comedy. She was not offended. Why would her family be offended?" Dorman's younger sister, Brandy, via text, "Dave loved my sister and is an LGBTQ ally. His entire set was begging to end this very situation." Brandy on Facebook said, "At this point, I feel like he poured his heart out in that special and no one noticed. What he's saying to the LGBTQ family is, I see you. Do you see me? I'm mourning my friend in the best way I know how. Can you see me? Can you allow me that? This was a call to come together, that two oppressed factions of our nation put down their keyboards and make peace. How sad that that message was lost in translation." After the backlash against Dave Chappelle's previous special Sticks and Stones, Daphne Dorman felt moved to speak out, saying, "Punching down requires you to consider yourself superior to another group. He doesn't consider himself better than me in any way. He isn't punching up or punching down. He's punching lines. That's his job, and he's a master of his craft." Dorman took her own life October 11th, 2019. In a final Facebook post, Dorman wrote, "To those of you who are mad at me, please forgive me. To those of you who wonder if you failed me, you didn't. To those of you who feel like I failed you, I did, and I'm sorry, and I hope you'll remember me in better times and better light." Sister Becky wanted to make clear that her family does not blame Dorman's death on Chappelle, saying, "After she committed suicide, all I saw over social media was Dave Chappelle bashing. I commented on so many posts, which is something I do not do. I commented to defend Dave." Becky confirmed that over the summer, Dave Chappelle had finalized setting up a college fund for Dorman's young daughter, adding that she had planned to watch the special later that night. Becky had written, "I saw his first special and was thrilled for my sister, and even more so after we got to talk about it together. The man loved my sister and felt empathy towards her human experience. And yes, he makes terrible jokes that are also funny. Newsflash, our whole family does that. Our funerals are laughter through tears. We mourn by remembering the times we laughed together. And yes, some inappropriate humor too. As often as Dave stands up for Daphne, we'll be there for Dave. This man is our tribe, and we mourn alongside him." I'll have more Dave Chappelle reactions tomorrow. Jumping on my social media here, I'd asked you guys to comment a little bit. Let's see what I got. On Instagram, Boat Houseman said, "He's funny and always poignant. Jerry McLean, I rarely cry, and it got me." Mr. Terry Lee Myers said, "I watched it last night, and wow, it was great." Would love to hear your thoughts on Dave Chappelle, the closer. Instagram at Daily Comedy News, or the Facebook group is Daily Comedy News Podcast. That's it for today. Follow this show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Normal weekend. I was looking into the weekend. Earlier in the week, it was a little slow, and I had one of those generic magazine articles that I do sometimes. I was going to make that one of the weekend days, but the Chappelle story is just starting out. We haven't even gotten to how are the other comedians reacting yet. Looking forward to hearing from them. So normal episodes all weekend and a lot more Dave Chappelle. See you then.